We pause this morning to consider once again some words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. For the past few Sundays, many churches have been considering the theme, the end of the world. The day before yesterday, that theme came to an end with Christ the King Sunday. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that King's word will never pass away. And today, we have before us one of the most revolutionary words of that King, Christ. Even the unbelieving world pays lip service or lip honor to those whom they consider peacemakers, pure in heart, merciful. Even the world wants someone to bless the poor, the lowly, the bereaved. But who in the world would consider those who are being persecuted to be blessed, fortunate, or happy? Yet Christ the King says that's what they are. And he does not point them to some future time when persecution will end. But he says that even now, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The same word he used at the beginning of the Beatitudes. Right now, Christ the King is on their side, ruling all things in their behalf. Nor is this encouragement limited to those who are being physically abused, but also those for whom persecution comes in the form of insults, false accusations, other forms of slander, usually even before the first hand is raised against someone, the evil thoughts and words have come out to ridicule, accuse, blaspheme, torment. Now, why would anyone do that to nice people like you? Unfortunately, it's not so hard to believe or imagine. The sinful human nature still clings to us too, doesn't it? We still cheat and steal and lust and murder and covet in our hearts. So we understand how those who have convinced themselves that cheating is necessary, the best way to go, will not like someone who does not join them, but suggests, even without saying so, that it is not necessary and that there is a better way to go. Of course, Jesus is not speaking of just anyone who is persecuted, is he? He's speaking of just that, of those who are persecuted because of righteousness. And then in the next verse he says, because of me. It is those who are persecuted because of the Lord, their righteousness. They are the ones who are blessed. They are following him who gave up heavenly realms in order to be insulted, persecuted, have all kinds of evil spoken against them, for his sake. They are the ones who have seen the grace of God that brings salvation, that teaches us to say no to all ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, And they are the ones whom Jesus is speaking about when he says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness." It's they whom Jesus declares blessed when they're reviled and persecuted, not for doing evil, but for doing good, for following him. And it's so contrary to our human feel for things that he makes this very personal. He goes on and says, for the first time in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Because of Christ the King, you not only endure it when such persecution comes your way, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, as Peter put it, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Everywhere we look, everywhere you look, there is blessedness. Looking back, you see a cloud of witnesses: Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. Jesus said, for so they persecuted the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. Such is the cloud of witnesses, the prophets who were persecuted, even as you may be. If you're ever persecuted because of your hope in Christ, you are in good company. If you look ahead, you see a great reward coming with our King on the clouds of heaven. And right now, the kingdom remains yours, for your King is ruling over all and causing all things to work together for your good. Yes, even your death will work together for your good and bring you to his welcome arms. Blessed are those who are persecuted on account of righteousness. They are well taken care of. Hymn 523, stanzas 1, 4, 7, and 8.